Flooding affects the Tuscarawas Valley. Good Friday morning. I'm Michaela Madison. Heavy rain overnight and early this morning affecting local communities today. New Philadelphia police confirming that Wabash Avenue is still closed near the football stadium due to high water in that area. There's still no word as to when that roadway will reopen. Also, the weather to blame for debris found near the power substation on Crooked Run Road near New Philadelphia. A large tree also reportedly down as well, blocking Harmon Hill at Crooked Run Road. Road crews across the county out working to clear the roadways of debris and, of course, officials reminding motorists to never drive through standing water. And the National Weather Service extending the flood warning today for Tuscarawas, Coshocton, Harrison, Guernsey, and Jefferson counties now until 2:45 p.m. And just a reminder, Claymont City Schools closing today as a result of the heavy rain that fell across the valley overnight. Claymont Superintendent John Rocky issuing that message to everyone in the district just before 6 a.m.
Due to flooding conditions in low-lying areas and concern that these conditions are going to continue for the next couple hours, we will be closed for today, Friday, February 16th. Please be safe.
Garraway Local Schools and Ridgewood Local Schools running on a two-hour delay today as well. And the latest list of closings and delays always found at WTUZ.com. In other news this morning, the Tuscarawas County Board of Developmental Disabilities partnering with United Way of Tuscarawas County to offer a course to the public designed to shed light on poverty and possible solutions. Chris Sapp, Community Connections Specialist with Tusk BDD, says the Bridges Out of Poverty course highlights ways to help individuals move out of poverty into self-sufficiency.
Due to flooding conditions in low-lying areas and concern that these conditions are going to continue for the next couple hours, we will be closed for today, Friday, February 16th. Please be safe.
Carrie Silverthorne, Tusk BDD Community Relations and Special Projects Coordinator, says she hopes this course initiates a local collaboration.
It would be great if what we could learn from this is if we could get other community organizations together and maybe try to discuss what the community's specific needs might be and then begin to utilize what we learn to help the people in the community that might be moving out of poverty.
The course is being offered for free to anyone interested in attending. RSVPs are due no later than February 28th. The course will be held March 6th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Tusk BDD Service and Support Center on Commercial Avenue Southwest in New Philadelphia. In state news this morning, just north of us in Stark County, officials identifying the body encased in concrete and buried in a backyard. The Stark County Coroner's Office saying yesterday the body is that of 26-year-old Nicholas Stein, who was reported missing in February of 2017. They found his body in the backyard of a home in Maslin. Police charging now 27-year-old Carl Spencer of Hartville with murder, and court records show he entered no plea on Monday. In sports, it's All-Star Weekend in the NBA. All the festivities being held in Los Angeles. The Cavs won't play again now until February 22nd, once the All-Star break has concluded. And Big Z Sports tonight from 6 to 8, the guys breaking down the week that was in high school, college, and pro sports. They'll also look ahead to all the action this weekend. That's tonight again, right here on 99.9 from 6 until 8. And now a look at your Z Country forecast.
Flood warnings continue this morning. Flood watch this afternoon. Rain tapering off later this morning. Cloudy, breezy, and turning colder. Temperatures will fall through the 40s this morning and into the 30s this afternoon. Partial clearing and colder tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Saturday, increasing clouds with afternoon snow, possibly mixed with rain with highs in the upper 30s. A wet snow likely Saturday evening, shutting off overnight, coating to 2 inches possible. Low temperatures near 30 degrees. Sunday, finally dry with morning clouds breaking for sun, high 45. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Don't forget to send news tips to the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. For WTUZ News, I'm Michaela Madison.